Center has to say. But again, they've decided over the last five, six times when they're unveiling these plans that either it's damn good reporting by people like Blois and our guy Hauser, or they just put the information out. So there really are no surprises what the governor is going to say. But this is what Trump voters, and this is what the President of the United States wants right now. That the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown.
I'll call it
because the 45th President of the United States lost the race and will not give up.
I'll go for the U.S. Capitol is under attack right now. That's what it is. It's being, there's police out there, and there are being bottles thrown at the cops by this group that has stormed the gates of the Capitol, and that is that's the Capitol is under attack. There's no other way to put it.
You're right. You're right. Because Dan, if it's on lockdown, why is it on lockdown?
Yeah, because it's under siege, Jeff. I mean,
yes.
Wasn't the National Guard, we knew last night even, the National Guard was going to be in D.C. because they were expecting something akin to this, and it's played out pretty much the way that they thought.
And this is happening because Donald Trump is fomenting this.
There was an attempt to breach security at the Capitol that's now, of course, being blamed on Trump supporters. What I can tell you, because I monitor their chat channels, that Antifa said we're going to embed ourselves in the MAGA people and wear the gear and try to play act that it's them causing these problems. And the people who are on video, or in at least photos, trying to breach the Capitol are dressed like Antifa, and we don't know. It's just uncharacteristic of Trump supporters to go against the cops in that way, or to try to breach a building. It's very characteristic of Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
How much do they want to anger their fellow senators, especially with all the chaos that's happening outside the building?
Yeah, and I just want to point out, I'm just looking at some of the cable coverage that's going on, and forgive me, but they're talking about the RNC headquarters being evacuated. We've got a headline, too. All U.S. Capitol buildings are going into lockdown due to the current protests. And Steve Dennis was just saying that it looked like Vice President Mike Pence was taken from the Senate floor. Let's bring in our Kevin Cirilli. He's Bloomberg News Chief Washington Correspondent, host of Sound On 991 in D.C., and he's there from our D.C. studio. Kevin, we knew it was going to be a crazy day, but I think it certainly feels a lot more tensions are picking up as we go minute by minute here.
Well, Carol, I want to commend you and Tim and our Stephen Dennis for excellent reporting as we stick to what we know.
Right.
And stay stoic about this and report on the facts. And here's what we know. All U.S. Capitol buildings have gone into lockdown due to the protests. We should also note that staffers, based upon some of my reporting, have received, as is a procedure, emails alerting them that they cannot get onto the Capitol compound campus.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. It is it's good to be with you today on what has really been a very unusual afternoon. And I'll do my best to give you some perspective on it. I don't know if you're following the story or not. If you have not been, I'll bring you up to speed on it. So keep it right here over the next 3 hours. I'll bring to the experts. We'll take a look what's unfolding in our nation's capital. That audio you just heard was Congressman Waltz. He called into Fox News and was speaking to Dana Perina about the what's happening on the Capitol. Hundreds of protesters, I don't know if you've seen any of this, are... you can actually see them pushing back police, and they were waving Trump and American flags and cheering from the balconies of the Capitol. But I couldn't believe how many people. I'm actually looking at a live feed of some video right now as protesters are literally surrounding the Capitol. Thousands of protesters have surrounded on both sides. They climbed up the outside walls, and they have made it into the Capitol building, forcing the congressional session into reset. And the police president, the presence was minimal. And I'm sure this will change in the future. Police appear to have, largely retreated. Though there are some police in riot gear on the east side of the Capitol by the Senate entrance. And, protesters were chanting, take the building, stop the steal. a very popular refrain. Of course, the president urged demonstrators to march up to the Capitol. Never said to go in. But this is something that is unprecedented. Jake, open your mic. Share that with me very quickly. What did the president just say?
Well, there's been a tweet just about maybe 20 minutes ago from President Trump telling protesters to stop storming the Capitol.
All right, good. So we are hearing from the president to back down. Fox News has been on the scene, as well as other media outlets. Here is a report from them at the Capitol with the latest in the rioting. Here's what they are seeing there on the ground.
You had the Homeland Security cops. The Homeland Security cops came down about 20 cars for reinforcements, but the crowds were so thick. You can see this gentleman here is antagonizing the police over here, trying to fight with the police. They seem to be pulling out or moving their position to where they are. It's very, very interesting in a scene that we didn't see until we got really within a couple of blocks of the Capitol, which, as you can see, is just covered with people as far as the eye can see right now. I'm not sure exactly what the police's plan is, whether or not this was a sort of law enforcement plan that they were trying to do, and then it got out of hand.
So, again, that was Fox News reporting. John Roberts was reporting on the fallout that happened between the president and Pence, and we'll get to that and to what happened on the...
But today I'm buoyed by what I've witnessed with my own eyes this morning from our president, from those hundreds of thousands who were supporting him at the March to Save Our Nation. And what we are witnessing today, a huge American Stars and Stripes unfurled in front of Capitol Hill as those protesters, those patriots, have taken over Capitol Hill. I am the child of people who suffered under dictatorship, who were liberated during a revolution, the Hungarian Revolution. I remember as a young man witnessing with my own eyes live the events of the Romanian Revolution. And something similar is happening today. It's peaceful, but those who elect our representatives and our senators have had enough, and they are in their house. As we saw a protester just moments ago on television say, to the shock and the chagrin of Fox News, that's our house. It's not the senators. It's not Nancy Pelosi's. It's not Chuck Schumer's. God willing, it will continue to be peaceful, but a message has been sent. And I did not predict this would occur, but I'm so delighted to have with us to discuss everything that is breaking right now your favorite guests, two of the greatest Americans I know. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. The first hour is just us talking, and then they have graciously agreed to stay and take your calls. None other than Victoria Tansing, with a CV, a resume too long to list, law professional, worked on intelligence issues on Capitol Hill, and, of course, former special counsel, a man who served in our government, and is fighting for truth every single day with his muse. And that's Joe DiGenoa. Welcome back to America First, my friends.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Indeed.
The fireworks have just begun.
Should I feel guilty for feeling good?
No, absolutely not. Because what is happening is in the finest tradition of American revolutionary thought. This is the beginning of the continuation of the Trump movement. Everything that we've seen on Capitol Hill has been peaceful. It's yes. been disruptive, because that is the purpose of protest and demonstration, is to be disruptive, to raise the specter of intelligent discussion. What I'm glad about is that this is telling the Republican Party that this is not something to be forgotten.
Welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Dark, dark day for the Republic. We are watching as the U.S. Capitol building has been stormed by rioters claiming that they were saving the Republic by somehow preventing a final vote on the Electoral College. That was nonsense. There was no legal path whereby to stop the certification of the vote. The votes were already certified in the state and included in detail earlier this week. There was virtually no controversy on this particular point. Any fringe legal theories to the contrary, those are fringe legal theories that are unbacked by any sort of actual statutory law. Trump allies, including Andy McCarthy, have pointed this out. Tom Cotton has pointed this out. Vice President Pence pointed that out today. As President Pence put out a long statement explaining why he would not use unilateral authority to overturn the electoral results. Again, he never had that authority. So earlier today, Vice President Pence put out a very long letter talking about why he would not be overturning the results of the election. He said, our founders were deeply skeptical of concentrations of power and created a republic based on separation of power and checks and balances under the Constitution of the United States. Vesting the vice president with unilateral authority to decide presidential contests would be entirely antithetical to that design. As a student of history who loves the Constitution and reveres its framers, I do not believe the founders of our country intended to invest the vice president with unilateral authority to decide which electoral votes should be counted during the joint session of Congress. No vice president in American history has ever assumed such authority. He's, of course, exactly right about all of this, all of the myth-making to the contrary. Former President Trump went out there and gave a speech in the Washington Mall today in which he declared precisely the opposite, suggesting that Mike Pence had the unilateral authority to overthrow the results of the election. He said that he was in favor of ousting from Congress anybody who did not support the effort to overthrow the election. Now, by the way, Josh Hawley, who's been leading this effort in the Senate, he has fully admitted that this is not going to change the results of the election. He did join Fox News just about 2 nights ago.